Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 23. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people. You have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them. I will bring them back to their fold. They shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord. Oh, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. He shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country, and out of all the countries where he had driven them, then they shall dwell in their own land. Concerning the prophets, my heart is broken within me, all my bones shake, I am like a drunken man, like a man overcome by wine, because of the Lord and because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers, because of the curse the land mourns, and the pastures of the wilderness are dried up. Their course is evil, and their might is not right. Both prophet and priest are ungodly. Even in my house I have found their evil, declares the Lord. Therefore their way shall be to them like slippery paths in the darkness, into which they shall be driven and fall. For I will bring disaster upon them in the year of their punishment, declares the Lord. In the prophets of Samaria I saw an unsavory thing. He prophesied by Baal and led my people Israel astray. But in the prophets of Jerusalem I have seen a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns from his evil. All of them have become like Sodom to me, and its inhabitants like Gomorrah. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with bitter food and give them poisoned water to drink. For from the prophets of Jerusalem ungodliness has gone out into all the land. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you. For who among them has stood in the council of the Lord to see and to hear his word? Or who has paid attention to his word and listened? Behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath is gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly. I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and we would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Am I a God, man, declares the Lord, and not a God that's far away? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, how long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies, and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal.
The Poor Christian, James Smith. Comfort for Christians. Hearken, my beloved brethren, Hath not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? James 2:5. Poverty is not spirituality, but sanctified poverty is a great friend to it. Poverty is no sin, but it is sometimes a preventive to sin. Poverty has its temptations, but it has also its consolations. The poor ought not to repine at poverty, because God in his infinite wisdom has appointed it and is able to render it the greatest blessing. God's chosen are generally found among the poor. Not that he chose them because they were poor, but choosing them in Christ, he appointed poverty as the best thing for them. God's enemies have their full portion in this life. Here they have their good things. Not so with God's children. Here on earth they have their evil things, and their best things are yet to come. The poor Christian has a rich father in whom to trust, the fullness of Jesus to supply him, the precious promises on which to depend, the Holy Spirit to be his comforter, and the glorious inheritance to anticipate and forever dwell in. All Christians are heirs of the kingdom of grace here and of glory hereafter, the kingdom in which Jesus will reign, the kingdom where they will be princes, yes, kings and princes. A kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world. My poor brother, my poor sister, look up, look forward. Your cottage will soon be exchanged for a mansion. Your sickness will soon be exchanged for health. Your poverty will soon be exchanged for wealth. Your sin will soon be exchanged for perfect holiness. Your earth will soon be exchanged for heaven. You will not always be poor. You will not be poor for long. Jesus will soon come, and then you will reign with him. For you, an inheritance is reserved in heaven. For you, a mansion is being prepared. For you, glory, honor, immortality, even eternal life are in reserve.